This is Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apps. He joins us here in studio. Thursdays at 5 most of the time, unless he's on the road or we're on the road. But, Kurt, welcome aboard one more time.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
Took a flurry of phone calls today dealing with the aftermath of the Boise State-New Mexico basketball game. A very difficult situation. I think Prater asked you as well, Kurt, and you know how you internalize those things when you're responsible for the whole athletic department. You know, you got coaches that are crying. You got fans that are sick to their stomachs, and you know you've got to be somewhere in the middle. But how did you digest what happened last night?
Well, no doubt it's hard to swallow because we played so well for so long in that game, and you know there's been some inconsistencies I think with the program. Kind of throughout the year, but man, they can just be so good for so long, and to see us play that well up until whatever the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game, I mean it's disheartening. And I know that those coaches and those players are hurting more than anybody, and really really hard to swallow. But what I tend to do is I really don't try to hang a season on one game. I just basketball. Is so long. There's 30 games. It's an up and down season. I mean, you got runs within a game and then you got runs within a season. And our coaches and I, we talk a lot about just being good at the end. And, you know, I don't make any judgments on our coaches or our players in the middle of a season. This team, in my opinion, is capable on any given night to beat anybody. And they've just got to be ready for UNLV on Tuesday night. And then we've got Nevada. We've got San Jose State. We've got San Diego State still left. So there's a lot of work to be done and a lot of basketball to be played. And I have complete confidence in this staff and our guys, and I think they're going to rally. I think people question them after the Air Force game. You know, they came out, played well against Wyoming, Colorado State. Obviously, that could have ended a different way, but they bounced back and played well again. So I think this team is still very, very capable of doing a lot of special things in the postseason, and I'm looking forward to seeing them how they come out again Tuesday night against Las Vegas. And we're still right in the thick of this thing, and I know that they're going to do what they got to do to get prepared for Tuesday night, and I know they will.
You said the word that I've been kind of stuck on for the last, today, and then maybe even for maybe even for the whole Leon Rice area, maybe for Boise State basketball in general, inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to sit here and have an exit interview or a postseason breakdown with your coach on the radio, but as a sports fan, what do you see as the inconsistencies with this program?
Well, sometimes I look at it as just the sport and maybe not so much just Boise State and maybe inconsistent. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but there is in college basketball, maybe more than any other sport, at least from my opinion, it's just so up and down all the time, you know, and coaches talk a lot about runs within the game and how you handle those versus being at home and being on the road. And so I think you just go through these dips throughout the season where, you know, you'll come out one night and just look terrific. And then you'll come out the next night and you can't throw it in the ocean, or you can't make a free throw, or you're tired, or you're not playing defense the way you get out rebounded or whatever. So I don't think that the inconsistency is necessarily just with Boise State. I think it's just a sport that is just so up and down, and there's so many good times and bad times, and it really, in my opinion, is about where are you when we're at the end, mm-hmm. and are you still standing after all the things that you go through in a season? And you know, we've got a lot of seasoned guys on this team, and they've been through it before, and that's what keeps me really confident about this program right now. I see how good they can be, but then I see, you know, sometimes when they're struggling, but at the end of the day, I really feel still very, very confident about what we can do going into the tournament. And these guys have been around the block before, and they'll figure it out, and they'll come out on Tuesday night ready to play. And, you know, you're only as good as your last game. So really looking forward to Tuesday night.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apps, our guest here on Ask the AD on Sports Radio The Ticket. Jeff Caves, Mike Prater, Kurt Apps. This is a question that has nothing to do with Leon or really any coach down there, but you've been at Boise State long enough where you've seen coaches when Gene was the athletic director. I don't know if coaches start avoiding the AD. because they know things aren't going well. It's a lot of Olympic sports. There's a lot of coaches that have come and gone. But how does that relationship start changing when a coach knows he's on the hot seat and the AD and they're in meetings? Does it get tense? Do they start, you know, not showing up? But you've seen a lot of this stuff, and I'm sure Gene had his own style too. But we've read about a lot of these dismissals, and I've wondered how difficult it is to be supportive of coaches in your program and then one day turn around and have to say, you know what, this just doesn't work out.
Well, in my case, I'm supportive to the end, and win or lose, you know, I'm down in those offices. And so I think as long as they're a part of the Bronco family, I'm as supportive as I can be, regardless of how the season's going on. I don't think it's healthy for anybody for me just to turn my back and walk the other way and avoid a coach's office. I don't think our coaches, at least with me so far, go the other direction when I'm walking down the hall. You know, I go in and I talk to our basketball staff about just the game and what happened, and I get their feeling on it, and because that's important to me. I you know, we can all be great coaches from the sideline or in the stands.
No, we can't.
You know,
yeah. Not
well, we think we are. I think
coaches, and we're
all experts, and you know, we don't know what goes on in the huddle. I think you guys were talking about chemistry earlier, and we don't. The fan out there isn't in the practice every day, and they don't know what's said in the huddle, and they don't know what the game plan actually is. Maybe they think they do by what they see out on the court, but you know, I go to the heart of the people that are in control of this thing, and I get their opinions about it. I can tell you right now, if you go talk to Leon Rice or Jeff Linder or John Reilly or any of our coaches in that staff, you know, they're gonna tell you that, you know, our team did not play well down the stretch. We made bad mistakes. Maybe we didn't run our offense like we would have hoped. We couldn't make a free throw when we needed to. We turned the ball over a couple times. It was just a night and day performance from 35 minutes versus the last five. And so, in terms of just, you know, making sure our coaches, I think it's really, really important that they know that as long as they're coaching at Boise State, I am in their corner and supportive 24 hours a day. And I want to make sure that they know that so that when they do see me coming down the hall, it's still a high five and a hug and hang in there and I'm behind you all the way. And anything I can do to help you out to be more successful, I'm in, man. And I think our coaches know that.
You're an incredibly positive guy. I think we've learned that, and you've been very consistent with that since we've started having these conversations. You said before we came on the air that you're not an overly emotional guy. You watch the game on TV at home, and you know, you don't get too fired up. You kind of sit and internalize things yourself. Mm-hmm. Outside of breaking the rules or doing something egregious, what gets you fired up?
Well, I've seen that.
I don't like losing. I mean,
he likes to golf.
I don't like losing. Yeah, and I don't like playing golf in a bad way either. So I'm a very, very competitive guy. Maybe I just don't show my emotions as much. I think maybe that's just a part of my professional makeup. I don't like to be too up or down. I don't like emotions to control decisions, and I try to take a deep breath and a step back. You know, I have a rule in my office where I never press send when I'm upset. And I just like to take my time and soak it all in. And you know, I always believe there's two sides to every story. I think our staff will tell you that they hear that a lot from me. I don't make quick decisions. I take my time. I lean on people that I know that can help me or us make a good decision. And so, Mike, I mean, emotional. I get emotional about, you know, my family and my kids and stuff like that. I mean, this is sports at the end of the day. There's going to be ups and downs and wins and losses, and we go through a ton of them every single year at Boise State. And I really try to just measure what we're doing in a sport at the end of the season, and especially in basketball where there's so many games and, like I said, so many ups and downs. I think it's where you are at the end of the season in this sport that's important, and we're not there yet. We've still got a lot of work to do, and I still feel really, really good about our staff and our program. So.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State Athletic Director, in with us Thursdays at 5. We'll end this segment here on what a pretty positive note is the situation with the gymnastics team. They're highly rated, a big meet coming up. But when you look and you've asked them about the turnaround and the lofty ranking and how they got there, What can you tell us about why they are having such a successful season? Was it recruiting? Is it a coach? Was it somebody they didn't expect to be as good as they turned out to be? What are the factors here?
I think it's all of the above. I think we've got a great staff. Neil and Tina do a tremendous job. I think that we've got kids in this program right now that are really gelling together. You know, I've been to probably, I don't want to exaggerate, I've been to three or four practices, and it is amazing how hard these girls work. And I think it has to do, too, with their overall lifestyle. This is a crew that is very ingrained in our university, in our department. They're friends with a lot of the student-athletes in our program. They're unbelievable in the classroom. They're out in the community. And I think they lead really, really good lives outside of the gym. So that, I think, allows them to go in and do the work that they need to do. And they've got some seasoned veterans in there. I think they're well coached. They've got that chemistry. They've got that locker room leadership, all the things I think that are tied into success, you know, at this level. And, you know, fortunately for us right now, they're gelling together. We have a huge meet on Friday night against Ohio State. I think Ohio State's top 25 in the country. And, they're looking forward to that, and I think this team's going to do some really special things this year.